Secretary Nay?
You bet. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Zach, and thanks to the Polk County GOP for hosting this event. Thank you to all of you for being here. I think, as Representative Nunn said it well, it's a busy night. It's a busy time of year. There's lots of things that you could be doing today, and we're just thrilled that you're here. And we have an important decision to make this upcoming Saturday, and so we appreciate the time that you're taking to come and hear us out and make an informed decision there on Saturday. So I thought I might just start by giving a little bit of background on me. I grew up in Northwest Iowa, near a small town of Cylinder. Anybody know where Cylinder is? White Knuckle Curve on Highway 18. Straight north of that is our farm. My great-grandfather bought that farm in 1902, and my parents still live there today. And I'm involved in that operation, but I have always worked off of the farm as well, and I have been blessed to spend my entire career in agriculture and to be able to now serve in this role of secretary today. My wife is from Southwest Iowa, from the metropolis of Malvern in Mills County, and we met at Buena Vista University a few years ago up in Storm Lake at college. We've got three boys, 11, 9, and 4, and so we're doing all the things that you do with boys that age, namely running to the Little League field right now. And in fact, my wife is there with one of them tonight, and so we're enjoying that. Keeps us very busy. Again, as I said, I've been very blessed to have spent my entire career in agriculture, working in agribusiness, and then back in 2013, Bill Northey hired me as the deputy secretary, and it was a great experience. I had the tremendous honor of working alongside somebody I consider to be a great friend and mentor, and Bill has actually endorsed me in this race as well. And I think he knows a thing or two about what it takes to be successful in this role. And he is doing a fantastic job at USDA, and he'll be back this weekend actually to help us at convention as well. It'll be the first time he's back in Iowa, so we're thrilled to welcome him back. When Bill was nominated by President Trump to serve as an undersecretary at USDA, it took a little longer to get him there than we had hoped, but we finally did get him confirmed at the end of February, and I was appointed by Governor Reynolds to fill the remainder of Bill's term when he left for Washington. So I was sworn in March 5th. We swore Bill in March 6th. And March 7th, I did my first county visit. I had committed to the governor that I would hit the ground running, that I would get across this state, and that is the best part of this job. I have a wonderful job. I'm a little biased, but I get to travel somewhere in this state almost every single day, not just for the sake of racking up miles on the car, but for the sake of visiting with Iowans. We've got some amazing folks in this state, some amazing businesses that I get a chance to listen and learn and then bring those ideas and those things back and try to do something about them. This past week, it's Tuesday, yesterday and today, I spent some time in Johnson County and Scott County visiting with Iowans, and then just this afternoon I participated in a tractor ride down in Washington County. I gotta tell you, watching the world go by at 11 miles an hour from the seat of a tractor is not a bad way to spend a couple hours on an afternoon. Had a great time down there. About 500 tractors involved in that event, and some wonderful people from all across the Midwest. So the issues that I've been thinking about in this race: one, that we've got to stay laser focused on water quality and soil conservation. You know, Iowa's economy is based on agriculture. Agriculture is based on our natural resources. We must take care of those resources, and if we're going to have that sustainable future that we know that we want to have. We just celebrated the 5th anniversary of Iowa's nutrient reduction strategy. We're using this as an opportunity to celebrate the work that's been done, but also to rededicate ourselves to the work that we know must be accomplished together. In 5 years, we've attracted 250 different partners involved in that work. And in order to get to where we need to go to achieve our goals, we know that we will need to leverage our state dollars with federal dollars and with private sector dollars, and to be able to attract the partners that we need to get the work done. We must focus on building new public-private partnerships to deliver results. The second piece, and I should mention too, the reason that we even took on this challenge many years ago was to prove that state-led, farmer-led, community-led efforts are the true way to be successful, not a regulatory reaction from Washington, D.C. It's critically important that we succeed. The second major item, top of mind issue for Iowans, is all about markets for our products. And we're certainly hearing a lot about trade and tariffs and Chinese tariffs and NAFTA and retaliatory measures against ag products. What I hear as I travel this state is that people appreciate the fact that the Trump administration is attempting to do something about trade barriers that have been a problem for far too long. Of course, we don't like to see agriculture be the target of retaliation, but we know that there's a rebalancing that's needed. And so we had a chance last week. I had a chance to host the Ambassador Greg Dowd, who's the chief ag negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative's office. We had him in Iowa during World Pork Expo. We took him around. We gave him a chance to interact with real Iowans, with real Iowa businesses, so that he could hear firsthand what their perspective is on trade. One, we appreciate the fact that the administration puts somebody like that, has somebody out touring the state to meet with us, but also we know that he carried those messages back to Washington. That's just one example of what we can do, what we should do as a state, and what the Secretary can do to make sure that we're getting our messages to the administration and ultimately that we can get the trade that we know we need. Renewable fuels, a very, very important domestic market for Iowa agriculture. And we need to make sure that we are advocating aggressively for the right policies at the federal level. We need E15, and we need to work hard to get this done. Again, domestic and international markets for Iowa products. And the final piece, and I'm hearing this everywhere I go when I travel this state, and that is that we need to do more to attract and retain the talent and the workforce that we know we need in agriculture in order to take full advantage of the opportunities that exist. Connect with students earlier in communities to make sure they know about the high-tech, high-pay jobs that are available right there in their communities. They don't have to leave to get them. We also need to recognize that we need an inflow of talent into agriculture and into Iowa to truly take advantage of our opportunities. You don't have to have grown up on a farm to find a successful career in agriculture, and I think we need to do a better job of opening the door and attracting more folks in. So, none of this. We cannot take any of this for granted. Iowa truly is a leader in agriculture, and it matters what kind of leadership we have in this state and whether or not we can actually take advantage of all the opportunities that we see. So, looking at the election last Tuesday and looking ahead to convention on Saturday, I want to say that I'm just tremendously grateful for the support that I received on Tuesday night. We came just shy of that 35% mark. And by a couple hundred votes, we carried 59 counties and tied in two. And so I'm very grateful for that support. But we're also working very hard to reach out to delegates heading into the convention and to earn their support, to earn your support, to finish the job here on Saturday. And it is absolutely critically important that we maintain conservative leadership in the Secretary's office at the Department of Ag. And we must be prepared for a competitive race against the Democrat candidate in November. And so we've got to put our best foot forward. I think the experience that I bring of being in the office really brings a lot to the table, puts us in a good position to be successful in November. It's critically important that we re-elect Kim Reynolds, that we re-elect Mary Mosman, that we re-elect Paul Pate, and that we send majorities back to the House and the Senate, that we work together across this state to return Republican majorities to Des Moines. So, with that, thank you again for being here tonight. Thanks for your interest in this race. We do have an important job to do on Saturday, and I would very much appreciate your consideration, your support. I look forward to the opportunity to meet with all of you and answer your questions individually here after we get done with our speeches tonight. Thank you again for being here.